This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1980.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus, this our earnest prayer. Boys and girls for Jesus, home and school, at play and everywhere, we'll tell the world.
Well, hi there, my friend, and welcome to the special program presenting excerpts from our summer tour. This year, we held radio rallies in Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana. Let's start today's program hearing from Dougie with a song that gives a good reason just why we have a ministry like Children's Bible Hour. We don't think boys and girls are too small to hear about Jesus and His love.
Sitting at the feet of Jesus this favored one day, can a little child like me be saved and learn to pray? This reply was given to the wondering child so small. Let the children come to Jesus, for He loves them all. Too small, too small. No, Jesus loves them all.
After Dougie sang this good song, I gave the folk attending our radio rallies a report of the worldwide outreach of Children's Bible Hour, telling a bit about our radio ministries, our Bible course, the Phonestory Project, plus other things God is doing through Children's Bible Hour. Then, while an offering was taken for our ministry, Dean played I Love to Tell the Story. Let's get right back to more of our summer tour program.
Tell the story of Jesus and His love. When we go on tour and we have a meeting, we don't believe that the Spirit leaves after we've been here an hour. Now, you know, we won't be back for a long time because next year we're going the other opposite direction on tour. So if you have a commitment that you have to leave, why, we'll understand. Our services usually run about an hour and a half. We're going to wind up with a dramatized story. And you know something? It's comfortable in here. cooler than it is outside. And so we might just as well stay and enjoy ourselves together in the fellowship of the Lord. You know, I hear of some of these services over in Africa and Korea and go for 3 and 4 hours, you know. And I think back in Paul's time, he probably preached a long time. After all, Eutychus fell asleep and fell out of the window. And I don't think he did that after 15 minutes. But seriously, though, if you do need to leave, we'll understand. But we're going to have a little more music and then wind up with a dramatized story. Bible story and song about a man by the name of Joshua who fought the battle at Jericho. All right, listen to it. They like that. All right. Now, Joshua was a man who somewhere along the line said, I was born to serve the Lord. And because you know what he said? I don't care what others may do. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Who are you going to serve? Oh, I know this week you're going to have to serve whoever you work for. Kids, you're going to have to go back to school next fall and serve your teachers. But that's just your secondary job. Your first job is to serve the Lord if you know him as your Savior. Calvin's coming. Calvin's another one of these that kind of has grown up on the program, started singing when he was just 3. And now he's a young man of 15. We haven't been using Calvin every time we go out because his voice has been kind of not deciding where it's going to end up. But Cal's grandpa is here, Harry Baumgarten, who has been himself a missionary in Peru at the age of what, Harry? 80? Went down to Peru to serve the Lord? That, you know, that's fantastic. Talk about being able, born to serve the Lord. Why, Mr. Baumgarten knew what it was all about. Cal, you sing this especially for your grandpa, all right? Born to serve the Lord.
From the dust of the earth, God created man. His breath made man a living soul. And God so loved the world, he gave his only son. And that is why I love him so. I was made in his likeness, created in his image, for I was born to serve the Lord. And I can't deny him, I'll always walk beside him, for I was born to serve the Lord. My hands were made to help my neighbor. My eyes were made to read God's word. My feet were made to walk in his footsteps. My body is the temple of the Lord. I was made in his likeness, created in his image, for I was born to serve the Lord. And I can't deny him, I'll always walk beside him, for I was born to serve the Lord.
Now you still got it there. That's all right. Grandpa, that was especially for you. And we thank God for these young people who are staying with us. This will be Calvin's last tour, too, as he will graduate the end of July, and it'll appear in our fall rally in the Civic Auditorium. But we thank the Lord for the little ones that come along. And two more that are growing up, as we said, are Peter, Jay, and Ann. They're going to come back right now to sing I'm a Great Big Bundle. And while they're singing that, I'm going to be getting set up. So if we see a little movement around here, because Julie's going to do something special tonight. We've never done it before in a meeting. You are the first. But listen, while Peter, Jay, and Ann sing this delightful song that tells us that if we're born to serve the Lord, we've been given certain gifts, we need to use them for his glory. All right, sing it.
I'm a great big bundle of so many gifts that the Lord has given to me. I'm a great big bundle of so many gifts, but I don't know what they would be. I believe him when he says he made me special and he's given me some capability. As I'm learning to grow, as I'm learning to know, I will share these gifts with you. Some of us will learn to lead and others learn to teach. And maybe someday we'll grow up and even learn to preach. Or some of us may lead a choir or learn to drive a bus. I hope that I'll get on the board and learn to make a fuss. I'm a great big bundle of so many gifts that the Lord has given to me. I'm a great big bundle of so many gifts, but I don't know what they would be. I believe him when he says his gifts with you. I might be used in Sunday school to teach or maybe play.
Or I could use the gifts I have to help some other way. So I will learn to use my life, my gifts and talents too.
And I will gladly serve the Lord in everything I do.
I'm a great big bundle of so many gifts that the Lord has given to me. I'm a great big bundle of so many gifts, but I don't know what they would be. I believe him when he says he made me special and he's given me some capability. As I'm learning to grow, as I'm learning to know, I will share these gifts with you. I will share these gifts with you. I will share these gifts with you.
All right. Thank you, Peter J. Dan.
You've been listening to excerpts from our Children's Bible Hour summer tour. Hey, by the way, have you sent yet for Keys for Kids? If not, I hope you'll get your request in the mail right away. Keys for Kids, it's our devotional designed to be read to and by kids of school age. Oh, I wish you could sit at my desk and read some of the literally thousands of letters that we get from those who are using Keys for Kids. And as I said, it's designed to be read to or by kids of school age. Boys and girls, if you're old enough to read, you ought to be having devotions on your own. Each day, you take your Keys for Kids book, you look up the scripture that's suggested, you read those few verses, then you read the story, ask yourself the questions that we put in the How About You section, and you think about the thought for the day, the key for the day, and then you go on your way, rejoicing that the Lord has helped you through Keys for Kids. But you know something? It can't help you if you don't have it. So I hope you'll write today and ask for Keys for Kids. It's free for the asking. One free copy per family, please. Here's where to write. Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501.
Today's story is a good one. It has to do with our attitude toward work and responsibility.
Don't go away, kids. It's story time.
Our story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Agnes Livesey, is entitled, I Hate Work.
Hey, Tom, don't you have the garage cleaned yet? I've raked the whole lawn and got 5 bags of leaves.
I know, Kevin, but Bill stopped over to talk.
Oh, yeah, I saw him. He didn't stay long, though, so what's keeping you?
I hate this job.
But I offered to do it.
Yeah, but I hate raking leaves even more. I hate work.
Huh. Well, it's here to stay, so you might as well get used to it. Look, it's almost time to leave for the game. Dad said he'd run us over, so hurry.
Well, hello there, Tom. Say, I see you're busy this morning.
Good morning, Pastor Richards. I'm almost done.
Good. I'll go see if your father has a few minutes to discuss a new ministry we'd like to start. I'll see you later.
Mom, I finished the garage. Can you run me over to the game?
No, Tom. You should have been ready when Kevin was.
But, Mom...
No buts, Tom. You could have finished that little job sooner.
Mom, those cookies look yummy. Could I have one?
Of course, but be careful. They're hot.
They're super good. You must love to bake cookies, Mom. You're always making them.
It does seem like I'm always making them, but I'm not really fond of baking.
You're not? Then how come you do it?
You like them. Dad and Kevin like them. So I bake to make you happy, and that makes me happy.
Man, I'd never do all that work if I didn't like it.
Tom, if you had your way, you wouldn't work at all.
But I'm just a kid. Kids are supposed to have fun, not work all the time.
If you don't learn to work as a child, you won't know how to work when you're an adult. Now, work is part of God's plan for happiness, Tom.
Happiness? You're kidding.
No, I'm not. The Bible says blessed or happy is he that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thy hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee.
Well, it's been good to talk to you, Martin, and I appreciate your willingness to work on this project.
I'm eager to start, Pastor. I'm so happy the Lord saved me from my sin that I want to serve him all I can.
Great. Hey, it smells good in here, Mrs. Donahue. Is Tom being rewarded for his work?
He's had his share, Pastor. Would you like a cookie?
Well, most certainly. Thank you.
Dad, will you take me to the game?
No, Tom. I told you to be ready when Kevin was. I'm not making an extra trip.
I'll be going by the park, but I'm making a couple of stops on the way. You're welcome to ride along, Tom.
Well, thanks, Pastor Richards.
Well, here's our first stop. Say, look at that child on Grandma Beacon's porch. She's knitting like lightning. Let's go meet her. Hello there, young lady. I'm Pastor Richards from Grandma Beacon's church, and this is Tom Donahue.
Well, hi.
Is Grandma Beacon's home?
Oh, yes, sir, but she's answering the phone right now.
I see. Say, is Grandma teaching you to knit?
Yes, sir, and this is the second scarf I've made.
Wow, you work so fast. You must want to make a dozen.
I want to make lots of things, so... Oh, here comes Grandma.
Hello, Pastor. And Tom, how are you?
Fine.
We're just getting acquainted with your little friend here.
Rita's a fine little worker. I've only known her about a week, but I've learned to love her.
Do you attend church or Sunday school anywhere, Rita?
No, sir. But Grandma Beacon says she'll be well enough to go this Sunday, and I can go with her.
Well, good. Say, since you've been sick lately, Grandma, how did you come to meet Rita?
She came right to my porch.
Let me tell him about it. I was walking by when I saw Grandma looking at a pretty scarf she just finished. Then she laid it down and went into the house. I ran up the steps and grabbed the scarf. And I was just about down the steps again when...
Young lady, come right back here.
Here's your scarf, lady.
Come up here. I want to talk to you.
Yes, ma'am.
Sit down. Now, I won't have you stealing from me. Take your choice. You can have this scarf or all the scarves you can make.
Make? I can't make any.
I'll teach you. You can learn to make scarves, mittens, caps, or anything you'd like. What will it be?
I'd really like to learn. I took the scarf from my mom. She doesn't have any. Or my sister either. We don't have mittens or any of those things.
Very well. We'll get busy. You'll soon have a scarf you can be proud to give. One you made with your own hands.
And then, Pastor, Granny told me about God. And she taught me a Bible verse. It's Ephesians 4:28. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. I'll never forget it.
I'm sure you won't, Rita. And Grandma Beacons, I'm glad to see you well and working again.
That's right, Pastor. I'm well, so I'm working. I have my appetite back, and I'd be ashamed to eat the bread of idleness.
I'm sure you would. Well, goodbye for now. We'll look for you both on Sunday.
Whose house is this, Pastor?
You remember Carl Mitchell, the man who fell from a scaffold when he was working on the new bank building?
Oh, yeah, that was months ago. Can he walk yet?
Well, here he comes to meet us.
Hello, Pastor. It's good to see you.
It's good to see you, Carl. Meet a friend of mine, Tom Donahue.
Hi, Tom. Glad to meet you.
Hi, Mr. Mitchell.
You look pretty chipper, Carl. Say, how's your back?
It's not hurting right now. Of course, I can never go back to construction work or lift anything more than 25 pounds.
Well, I know you loved your work, and you made a good living, Carl.
Yeah, it was tough to accept at first. Of course, the company paid me well for my injuries, but I was afraid I could never work again. I was so discontented, I couldn't sleep. But I've got a job now.
Oh, really?
Where?
At home right now. I brushed up on the bookkeeping I learned in school, and I have two small accounts to keep. And my old boss stopped by the other day, and he's trying to get me a job in the office.
Oh, wonderful.
You know, the Bible says if a man won't work, he shouldn't eat.
Right. That's 1 Thessalonians 3:10.
Yes, and as long as I can do something, I want to work. And I found out something else that's true.
Oh?
The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 5:12, the sleep of a laboring man is sweet.
Hmm.
Since I've been working, I'm so content, I sleep like a log.
Well, I'm glad to hear it, Carl. And I pray you'll be able to work your way into a good position. Say, I hope you won't be late for your game, Tom.
Our team plays last, Pastor. Anyhow, I'm glad I rode along with you.
It was nice to have you share in my work. You know, I love it. God has promised that any labor for Him won't be in vain. It will bring good results.
I learned a lot about work today, Pastor Richards. You know, I hate work. I gripe every time I have to do anything. And it takes me forever, like cleaning the garage today.
Oh?
Now I know that if you won't work, you shouldn't eat. That makes me feel ashamed of myself.
I see.
And I learned that work brings happiness, too. We should work to help others, like Rita and Grandma Beacons are doing. And then when I saw how happy Mr. Mitchell was just to have work and to be able to work, I could have died of shame.
Well, I'm pleased that Carl has such a good attitude. You know, Tom, it is God who gives us work to do, so it's best for us to be working.
Yup. Work brings happiness, sharing, friends, a right to eat, and a good night's sleep. Now when I'm given a job to do, I'll try to remember to thank God that I have it and that I'm able to do it. You know, I think I'm beginning to like work already.
Well, I hope today's cute story gives you a little better attitude about work. Oh, we hate that word, don't we? But you know something? The Bible has a good solution to many of our welfare problems in this country. 2 Thessalonians 3:10 says, "If any will not work, neither shall he eat." Work's good for you. And even at a young age, boys and girls should be given responsibilities to develop some good work habits. Well, time's up for today's visit. Don't forget, if you're not using Keys for Kids, you ought to be. And all you need to do to get started is ask for Keys for Kids. Help with printing and postage appreciated, but not necessary. Write to Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Children's Bible Hour is a listener-supported ministry. Bye now.